Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Ezra Finken. He is the policy director for the Diesel Technology Forum. Ezra, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Ezra, can you tell our listeners what is the Diesel Technology Forum?
Our group represents the leaders of clean diesel technology, including clean diesel engines, along with the vehicles and equipment they power, affiliated components and fuel producers, including biofuel producers such as biodiesel and renewable diesel fuel. The Diesel Technology Forum serves as an educational nonprofit. We collect and commission research looking at the environmental and economic benefits of clean diesel technology.
You know, the Diesel Technology Forum commissioned some research recently that looked into commercial vehicles on the road in the Midwest. So when it comes to big trucks that move things and do work, can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on in the road in our region?
Sure. Looking at the latest snapshot for commercial vehicles, that includes everything from large work trucks, large pickup trucks, to the biggest Class 8 tractors that power long-haul combination trucks. Diesel is the predominant powertrain under the hood of these vehicles.
Sure.
And of these, Indiana, of all the states in the Midwest, is the top state for the newest trucks.
That's what we like to hear, Ezra.
Yeah. Indiana has consistently ranked number one. 60% of Indiana's commercial vehicle fleet have trucks that come with the latest technology to meet the latest near-zero emission standards set by the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, the national average is about 34%, or works out to about 1 in 3 trucks on the road. This is important because these near-zero emission clean diesel technologies found under the hood of these trucks plays a big role in reducing emissions and improving air quality. So, as I mentioned, Indiana is the number one state in the union for clean diesel trucks, so hats off to Indiana. Illinois and Wisconsin, among the other states in the Midwest, are in the top 10,
mm-hmm.
coming in at number 6 and number 7, respectively. And Ohio isn't too bad at number 16. So the Midwest is certainly a big location for clean diesel trucks.
No, that's wonderful. So I know the Diesel Technology Forum represents clean diesel technology. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about what clean diesel technology is?
Sure. Clean diesel is real. The term refers to a combination of cleaner fuels, modern diesel engine designs, and after-treatment technologies. These are somewhat similar to a catalytic converter on a gasoline car, that all work in tandem to achieve near-zero emission requirements established for trucks and now larger off-road equipment like construction and ag equipment, and even bigger things like locomotives. These technologies are out in the field and out on the road today, all working to meet the needs of their customers and deliver near-zero emissions.
Sure. On the phone today is Mr. Ezra Finken. He's the policy director for the Diesel Technology Forum. So what are some of the benefits of a clean diesel truck?
Sure. These clean diesel trucks reduce emissions to near-zero levels, as I mentioned earlier, and they provide benefits in terms of clean air that we all breathe, while saving fuel for their owners and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So, for example, a big clean diesel Class 8 truck can reduce about 2.3 tons of NOx, a smog-forming compound, when you replace that truck with older technology. That works out to the emissions generated from about 2,000 new cars.
Wow.
And these trucks save a lot of fuel as well. That same clean diesel Class 8 truck will save about 960 gallons of fuel for its owner. That translates to about 9.7 tons of greenhouse gas emissions.
Wow, that's wonderful. So I know we also saw an announcement that the Diesel Technology Forum was working with the Environmental Defense Fund, and you teamed up on some research on big engines. Can you tell our listeners about this project and what you found out?
Sure. Much like clean diesel technology developed and deployed on trucks that reduce emissions to near-zero levels, the technology is now developed for much, much larger applications like locomotives and marine workboats that include tugs and ferries that I'm sure your listeners are familiar with. Replacing these engines with the latest clean diesel technology is expensive, but result in significant emission reduction. So, for example, repowering tugboat engines that work with clean diesel models works out to the same emissions as removing 96 big tractor trailers or about 26,000 passenger cars. So the emission reductions are substantial. And the research that we commissioned along with our partner, the Environmental Defense Fund, found that repowering these large older engines with new clean diesel models is one of the most cost-effective options when it comes to maximizing emission reduction investments. And there are a lot of these older workboats out in the Great Lakes region, we understand, while all the Midwestern states have significant freight rail operations, so the Midwest could certainly benefit from the emission reductions of powering these older engines, and
Absolutely.
We know that states will soon have access to the $2.9 billion Environmental Mitigation Trust established in the Volkswagen settlement to achieve these reductions, and these large engine projects, as we call them, will deliver the most emission reductions for the fixed investment provided through the trust.
You know, as you talk about that VW settlement, and again, Indiana is going to be utilizing about $41 million on reducing diesel and NOx emissions here. You know, it's exciting because, you know, working with organizations as yourself with some of the educational things that you're working on and partnering, you know, with different, you know, facets, of, you know, similar to Clean Cities. So we're just excited about, you know, some of these benefits that are going to happen. You know, this really is an economic boon for the United States. And I know that you're involved not just in Indiana, but throughout the United States on, you know, these different projects. So we're just, you know, we'd love to have you back on the show just to talk about some of the great projects that were implemented with diesel emissions. So where can our listeners learn more about the Diesel Technology Forum, Ezra?
Please feel free to visit our website, www.dieselforum.org. And we have a wealth of information up there about clean diesel at work in all the states, including Indiana.
Any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program?
No, I think we've hit all the highlights.
Well, Ezra, you know, again, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, and we look forward to working with you in the near future and having you back to talk about the implementation of some of these great clean diesel initiatives. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thanks again to Mr. Ezra Finken. He's the Policy Director for the Diesel Technology Forum. And I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.